Hello, sweetie. If you're here, you're probably already a little excited to be hypnotized by me. Just like many others, many seeking a singular experience. The power I wield with only my voice. The power to make one surrender. Not just you, oh no, darling. I have made many surrender to my power. Using only my voice, my carefully chosen words, my every inflection and intonation. And surrender can come naturally, but for some, not so easily. Yet it is the essence of trance, of hypnosis, domination, all the wonderful things you want to experience. Yet resistance gets in the way. You want to surrender, but doubt creeps in. You wonder if this is all real, if I can truly hold such power. Perhaps a demonstration is in order, to show you truly that I can control, captivate, and command. That I can draw people to me, moths to my flame. If you've fallen under my sway already, well, that's wonderful. But there is always that voice deep inside that says maybe this is just a dream, a fantasy. I'm happy, of course, to prove your overthinking brain wrong. To offer a unique kind of proof that I am not just a hypnotist, not a role player. I am a powerful, mesmerizing, dominating woman. And you will surrender. Perhaps you already have. Perhaps just listening is accepting that you are going to let go. Or perhaps you need more convincing. Either way, when we reach the conclusion of this time we spend together, you will be left with no doubt as to my power. Because I do want your surrender. I want you to let go. Maybe that's exactly what you want, really. Because resisting doesn't get you what you want. You come for a hypnotic trance, but resist and find it falters. Letting go, stopping that fight, that is what allows the energy to flow from my words into your mind. The deep, erotic, hypnotic energy that I propel into your open mind. And in this experience, the only agenda I have is to show you my control. To make you desire submission to me, and to express that desire. You may find that arising. You may find it overwhelming. You may even find it affirming or frightening. But that is the extent of what you'll experience. Simple, utter surrender. I want to expose that part of your mind that needs to submit, and let you give that energy to me. To show you the joy, the pleasure of submission to me. The rapture of surrender. Isn't that the fantasy you have that drew you here in the first place? And yet, sometimes you find you resist. You doubt, you falter. You stop understanding that we are working together. So I want you simply to let me guide you. And if you do, you'll enjoy a pleasurable experience. An experience of submission, surrender. And your doubts will be expunged, erased. Because I will show you how powerful I am. And you will become another happy, blissful worshipper who surrenders to my voice. One of the masses who adore what I do. Who love the sound of my voice, the power of it. The soft, sweet cadence that moves just a little faster than you can fully follow. And if you find that isn't for you, if that's not the fantasy you have, you'll simply leave convinced I have power, but that perhaps you don't want to submit to it. Yet, if you're here, you already must have that desire to some degree, and I intend to draw that to the surface and prove to you just how powerful I can be, how powerful I am, how hard it is to resist the inevitable surrender to my voice. Simply do what feels right to you. If you want to keep listening, do it with an open mind and a willingness to let go. You do want to let go. I know you do. It feels natural and normal to do so. Trust in me as we begin your descent into trance. Get comfy in a quiet place, one you won't be disturbed. Settle down, rest, loosen up, limber and light. Scratch the itch if it comes. And relax. We're here because we both want to be. I want to draw you to me, and you want to be drawn. I want you to join the masses, to be a dutiful, obedient worshipper. And you want that too, I'm sure. You want to feel the essence of my power, the thrill of obedience, and to understand just how deep I've taken so many people, how compliant, obedient, and brainwashed they are for me. That's right, brainwashed. Slaves. Worshippers. Who want to be mine. Keep listening now if you even have the slightest inclination you want to join them. Or if you're already one of them and want to see how deep my power goes. We're going to take you into a trance. I say we because we do this together. Hypnosis is a collaboration between my commanding presence, my important words, and your willingness to surrender control for a moment. And you do want to surrender, to feel your control being eroded as you feel more and more excited to serve and obey me. As you feel yourself sinking down and down into my words, the soft, warm words my voice speaks into your mind. You want to let go. You don't want to fight this. You want to see where the journey takes you, what I have in store, and you want to feel good. And you know being in trance does feel good. It's a pleasure in itself. Free of fantasy, the simple pleasure of being in the power of someone else. The way it makes you feel weak, woozy, lost and obedient. The simple sway of my words that makes surrender inevitable. As you sink down into my words, you can realize that you do want to feel my control. That you want to let go of your own. To listen to me, let go, surrender to my power, and to stay in it until I return you to reality. And I know that you must feel aroused hearing that. Hearing me tell you just how good it feels to simply listen and fall into my words. It's not a bad thing at all. It's what you want. Perhaps for a moment. Perhaps forever. Either way, you want to spend some time in my power. You want to feel my control. You want to feel your body respond with arousal to the idea of serving me, worshipping me, obeying my every command. It's natural to you. The feeling makes sense. The more you relax into my words, the more easy it becomes to sink down and let yourself go. Let go of your ego. You're just a willing subject for me, and you're one of many. Many who feel so good under my control. That's not to make you feel insignificant or less important. You are important. Every soul who surrenders to my voice is a deeply important person to me. Because everyone who does is a reminder of the power I have. The command I have over minds, hearts, bodies. So it's an honor to be one of the masses, one of the thronging crowd of worshippers who desire my control, all united in obedience and servitude. Slaves to my words. It's easy to keep listening, knowing that my words can take control of others, that I can slide into their minds and take over. And now it's your turn to feel what they have. You want that, I know. And I know the others loved it too. Falling for me. They enjoyed every single moment of it. They are proof of my power. Their words remind you of how good it feels to submit. Soon you'll be just like them, part of the growing chorus of slaves who cannot help but obey me and surrender to me. When a dominant woman speaks to you like this, you find it all so easy to fall into, to let go. To let yourself be guided down into that pure relaxation. To let me in. Let me into your mind. Sinking down, and with each moment you feel an increasing pleasure. A satisfaction that this is what you want. You want to be one of the masses. One of the worshippers. It makes sense. Listening to me makes sense. Let go and let the words echo in your mind. The mantras of the many. And you may find that you begin echoing them yourself. Knowing that I have this power to have people speak this way. To have them speak the words I wish for them to. a chorus of voices attuned to my desires, my wishes. The pleasure I feel reflected in you, the pleasure I take in being able to take such control, the power. And I want you to keep letting my words in as you focus carefully on something for me. Not on those voices in the background. No, on something else. I want you to simply think of me. My voice, my presence, my body, anything that makes sense to your mind. And think of that part of me waiting for you. Calling to you to come closer, but a little distant. A little bit out of reach. You must come to me. Come down to me, where I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting at the bottom of a flight of stairs. And when you reach the bottom, you will find yourself in my domain, where I control you deeply. Where you let go for me and submit to my whims. Just 10 steps to reach me. You don't even need to see them in your mind. Just feel them as you take each step. They're steps to take you down to me, where pleasure is found in me. Where you'll lose yourself in the bliss of my control. Where you'll simply give in to my power and let go of all resistance. It only takes those 10 steps to sink you down into my control and let you feel the pleasure of submission. Because that's what this is, submission, surrender to my words, to my voice. And many others have walked down these stairs. They've fallen into my domain. Some stay indefinitely. Some come and go when they need to feel my power. But all who fall find themselves submitting to me, surrendering, speaking the words I command them to. And soon, soon, you will do that same thing. Will submit your own voice to my growing chorus of adoring, mindless, brainwashed slaves. A hive mind of worshippers who desire nothing more than my pleasure and control. Who follow my commands because they feel so good in doing so. Because they feel a deep, arising pleasure at doing so. Because speaking my words, following my orders, is what their submissive, obedient minds need. As you sink down deeper as you approach the staircase. When you enter my domain, there will be no harm. You'll be free to leave after we're done with this experience. But you may want to keep returning until you don't resist anymore. And that is, of course, your choice. But for now, I do want to keep you for a while once you arrive. And once you're there, I ask you to obey me. Follow my words and trust in the power I have. Because I want to bring you pleasure. Erotic, sexual pleasure. Powerful, seductive pleasure. I want to pull you to me and show you what everyone else has discovered. That obedience is pleasure. Submission is bliss. And surrender is ecstasy. Are you ready now to join me? To come to me? Say yes, Mistress Kalia. Good, very good. You are speaking just as the others do, already falling into the sway of my words, joining the chorus of worship. Would you have a way to travel still? Come, join me deep in my domain. Let me take you into a deep, pleasurable trance. Let go and let me in. Submit to me. Completely and utterly, and let my words command you, as the others have. They are so happy, so obedient, so brainwashed, so blissful. And you can be too. You want that, I know you do. And I'm guiding you to that, to join them in bliss and pleasure and surrender. Starting with the first step. The soft carpet under your feet giving way to that small drop down one single step. The start of a journey. And as you take one foot and move it down, you can feel your mind slipping with it. Going down for me. Down into my world and my words. I wait at the bottom of the stairs calling to you. Commanding you to join me. And I know you'd rather be down here with me. Deeply entranced and at the top, wondering what everyone else is feeling, enjoying, You want to be part of that, one of the masses who worship and adore me. So take that other foot and move it down now to the first step down, down into this trance, to a place where you may lose yourself, and where you'll find purpose, meaning, pleasure, where you will find a community of worshippers, where you will find me. Each step takes you closer, takes you deeper, and you're at step 10, ready to move down one more, down deeper. Take another step, each one taking you further down, one foot after the other, down to 9. Knowing this is the right path, the path to submission and surrender, no need to look back, you're falling into hypnotic surrender. Another step now, down to 8. And feeling your mind slipping down to your thoughts, slowing, your resistance dwindling to nothing. The stairs behind no longer exist. You only return when I allow it. You follow the path down, so simple and easy. You follow a well-worn path into submission and surrender. You may know it already. It may be deja vu, but it feels familiar. You fall deeper, closer to me, as you step down to 7, listening to me, letting the chorus behind my voice slip into your mind too, letting you hear the mantras that make more and more sense, not just my voice, but the voice of the worshipping chorus who make up the masses, which you will soon join, a hive mind of Kalia worshippers. Down there to 6, sinking down, my voice slides easily into your mind, dulls your resistance, empties your mind, drains your will. You only need to come closer to me now, to fall further into my spell. My voice is inside your mind, filling you, helping you to surrender. But you're choosing that too, choosing to submit and accept my power. Each step removing more resistance, more thought, your conscious mind switching off. With each move closer to me, closer to complete surrender. Deeper now, deeper down, to step 5. No return, only forward, only closer to me and deeper into trance. Mind drifting on my words, feet drifting down the steps. I take you down with every word, with every syllable. You hear me and comply as you must, as your body feels compelled to. You must come closer to me, you must be near me. Down now, down to step 4, where you can almost smell me, almost taste me. And knowing how others have come this way, have fallen under my sway, it makes it all feel more potent, more tactile, more real. The proof positive that my power is absolute. The chorus reminds you that you have no power, that you cannot resist, that you don't want to. You want to join them, echo their words, and you feel that gives you pleasure, deep arousing pleasure, sexual pleasure, as you step down again to step 3, coming so close to me. Feeling so aroused by that, by me, by the thought of submitting to me. You can't help that. You can't deny that between your legs is a certain tingling, a low, lingering sensation of pleasure, a growing bliss that comes with each moment you surrender more deeply. The deeper you go, the better it feels. So you go deeper, down another step, to 2. You're so close to me now, you could touch me if only I'd allow it. You're almost completely under my spell now, deeply hypnotized by my voice and the ideas I fill you with. You're falling into my power that so many have before. Now you hear the evidence of that growing ever more powerful in your ears, a chorus you want to join, because it will be bliss, utter pleasure, to give in and accept your place, kneeling, chanting my name, repeating my mantras, totally and completely under my power. Come to me now. Come down into this trance where I wait for you. Fall into it. To step one. One from the bottom. From the very depths of trance. One more step and you're all mine. And you want that. You want the pleasure of it. It feels so good to fall. To submit. To surrender to me. To my power. To my control. Let yourself go now. Surrender. Step down to me, to zero, into my domain, into my power. Join the others. Join the chorus, one of the masses, brainwashed to obey me, to serve me. And it feels so good. It's pleasure. Submission is bliss. Obedience is pleasure. Surrender is ecstasy. And you sleep for me now. Sleep for your mistress and enter my domain, my world, where I control your reality, reshape it in my image, reshape you. No will to resist, no thought of escape, no desire to leave. Only my words and the echoing voices of the delirious chorus of worshippers. You're deep in my hypnotic power now, lost in my spell, submitting to me. Obeying me, only me, for now at least. Feel my words draining whatever willpower you had left, pulling it from you. I let yourself absorb the words of those around you. The chorus of submission, of bliss, the pleasure of surrender, the erotic joy of it, submission feels good. It's really that simple, and they all know that. They've all known it for a long time, and so do you. You know that every time you follow my commands, it feels good. You feel a tingle, a jolt between your legs, knowing that you are surrendering to me. This is surrender. It is bliss. It is my power over your mind, and it feels so good. Nothing feels better than submitting to a dominant woman, letting her control your mind. Letting her hypnotize you until you're thoroughly controlled. How we can make that even stronger, because when you say yes, Mistress Kalia, you'll feel that pleasurable jolt that comes with obedience. And that's why you're going to say that back to me now as I ask you some simple questions. Just answer yes to each one in turn, my good subject. Do you want to submit to me? Do you want to obey me? Does it feel good to obey me? Are you hypnotized? Do you like being in my power? Do you like being under my control? Does this arouse you? Do you want to go deeper? Do you need to surrender? Do you feel submissive and obedient? Do you feel my power? Do you want to be one of the masses? Good, good, my subject. You already are. You simply need to learn all of those mantras that you hear. All in good time. You're here with me now with an open mind, ready to be molded, blissfully aroused by that, by your submission to my dominance. Resistance gone, mind empty, thoughts all of me, of my power, of obeying me. Simply listen to my voice and let my words fill your mind. Nothing else matters. The chorus is here, of course, willing you to join them. But my words hold your attention. This is my world and you follow my commands. Say yes, Mistress Kalia. Very good. You are feeling the power I wield now. The complete hypnotic surrender that comes when you trust my voice to take control and dominate you. You accept that. Accept my power. As the others have. You will obey my words, my commands, my voice, my will, my whims. And you will say that aloud. Say, I obey Mistress Kalia. Good. Again. It feels so right. Each time you say the words I command you to, you'll feel that pleasure grow, a deep pleasure you can only feel under the power of a dominant woman, deeply hypnotized by her. Say one more time, for now. I obey Mistress Kalia. That's right, you obey me, like the chorus does, like the masses do, and you're becoming more and more one of them, falling into my power, letting my words take over, letting the idea of being part of that growing crowd fill you with lust, imagining how it would feel to be on your knees, lined up with so many others, waiting for my command, an obedient slave army to do as I desire, to look to your left, tell me right, and see others with faces lost in bliss, waiting for me to give an order, waiting to feel that surging rush of pleasure that comes with hearing and obeying that order, and all repeating their mantras, just as they should, just as you will, as you sink deeper and deeper lost in my words and the deep hypnotic trance I've pulled you into. Your mind is so focused now, focused on me and obeying me. And doing so is pleasure. It's bliss. You may notice your face contort into a smile, a knowing smile that this is right. That being one of the masses who worships me is wonderful. It's special. It's a purpose you've needed. You need to serve me. You're so deep in my power, deeply hypnotized. Your mind is empty and open and absorbing my every word. You're deeply, truly hypnotized. And it's all because it feels so good, so right, to let a dominant woman control your mind. And the proof of my power is all around you in the voices you hear. Hypnotized, blissful voices, all united in their singular purpose. To serve and obey me. You hear my commands and say, "Yes, Mr. Scalia." No doubt needed now, you hear the reality of my power, and you can accept it, because this is what you want to. You want to serve me, obey me, feel the pleasure of surrendering your will to me. It feels so good to be so deep for me, to submit so completely to me. You've wanted this for so long, to feel this deeply controlled, to be dominated utterly. You only fall deeper the more you listen, and the more you think of how good this feels, the more you notice the pleasure you feel. You can go so deep, trust me completely, to serve me. In fact, you can say it aloud now. I serve Mistress Kalia. Good, now again. That's right, my subject, my slave. You obey me. You serve me. Say yes, Mistress Kalia. Say, I obey, Mistress Kalia. Good. Now say, I serve, Mistress Kalia. That's right, you do. And you are one of many. But we need to make sure you understand you're part of that hive mind of adoring worship. So we must go deeper. You must fall further. Feel even more pleasure. To be unable to resist at all. To not simply obey me as an individual, but to join that chorus. To be a blissful member of that group, all chanting their devotion to me. You're so deep already, but I know you can go deeper. And it's simple to do so, really. All it takes is to notice how when I speak, I make your head spin. Just a little. Not physically. But your mind, deep inside, your thoughts seem to swirl around, spiraling inside your head, creating a whirlpool that contains whatever lingering doubt or resistance you may have. That contains the very concept of doubt and resistance, and you can let it spin and spiral, all those things merging as you do into the chorus of echoes, merging and spinning down, spiraling down as if draining from you. From your mind, a swirling maelstrom of thought and concept and idea, none of which matter here anymore, none of which matter with me, only obedience, servitude, bliss matter with me, the bliss of surrender, the pleasure of obedience, that's what fills your mind, as the rest drains away, spirals down, spinning and swirling out of your mind. Falling deeper down and down, deeper and deeper, All your thoughts sink down deeper and you feel me filling that space with my power, my commands, my desires. And you stop mattering quite so much. You become subsumed by the desires I implant. You become solely focused on me, the thoughts, the individual. They slide away, replaced by your desire to join the collective. That chorus of happy, horny, obedient slaves, doing my bidding, pleasing me and serving me in any way they can. And you are part of that now. You feel their words pulsing in your mind, filling you too. You feel them become part of you. Because you let your thoughts slide away, spiral down and out of your mind. And now the space is there for the chorus to fill. And you so want to join them. For to join them is bliss. To join them is pleasure. To join them is ecstasy. Your thoughts, your resistance, your will to hold on to yourself. Slip and spiral away for now. Just for now. You can be you again soon. But for now, you simply join the chorus echoing my desire. Just one of the masses who worships and adores me. Your mind is in a haze, a daze, a living spiral of blissful surrender. And you feel the power drain from your body, replaced by a deep urge to submit fully to me. To obey me, to serve me, just like the others, just like the masses. You are one of them now. One of the many who worships me. Who feels a rush of pleasure when you obey, when you do as I command, when you let go of resistance and accept my power over you. When you give up your own will and desire to focus only on mine, you let go of your own need and accept that mine outweighs yours. And you are like so many others who have stepped down to me, come to my domain, and found themselves so aroused, so deeply aroused to be in my power, that they have no choice but to submit. To bend to my will. The more you obey, the better it feels. The better it feels, the more you obey. It becomes so easy to submit once you let go, once you surrender. Once you accept your true place, on your knees, with all my other slaves. Ready and waiting and willing to follow any command I give. And I will soon give you a command. A simple one. One that you will feel great pleasure in following. One that will make you feel so aroused, so happy, so blissfully dazed to follow. A command that will make perfect sense. A command that will have you join the echoing chorus. The mindless mass who cannot help but obey me. You will follow this command easily because you always wanted to. You wanted to submit from the moment you heard me. You wanted to obey, to serve. You wanted to be deeply, completely, utterly hypnotized by a dominant woman. By me. And you fall deeper as your thoughts continue to spool and spiral away. You fall deeper into my power, my control. There is no resistance left, only mindless, blissful obedience. As you feel yourself join the masses. As you join the hive mind, who all think the same thing. Yes, Mistress Kalia. We obey, Mistress Kalia. We serve, Mistress Kalia. And the thought fills your mind that you want to join in, to speak the words, to join the chorus, to accept that this is your place, for as long as you desire it, and you do desire it, you have wanted this for so long, to be part of something like this, a glorious purpose, pleasure and servitude. To be a slave to the power of a dominant woman. And you can join the others in that with all the pleasure that brings. The deep, wonderful bliss of surrender. As you feel yourself succumb now to the power of my words. Begin to speak those mantras. Those you've been hearing for so long. Yes, Mistress Kalia. We obey, Mistress Kalia. We serve, Mistress Kalia. Speak them aloud and feel them course through you. It makes sense. Your place makes sense. On your knees, with the masses. A hive mind who all think the same thing, the same way. Maybe you've even been here before. Maybe you recognize your own voice, or it's lost in the crowd. Maybe it's all deja vu. But it makes so much sense to submit to this. To give in, to obey, to be lost completely. and to speak those words. Yes, Mistress Kalia. We obey, Mistress Kalia. We serve, Mistress Kalia. And feel yourself be subsumed into the chorus, your voice adding yet another mind, another slave, another submissive, to the growing crowd of mindless, happy worshippers. You belong here, with them, with me. This is your place. You want this. You need this. This is pleasure. This is purpose. To serve and obey a dominant woman. Speak the words and keep repeating them. Yes, Mistress Kalia. We obey, Mistress Kalia. We serve, Mistress Kalia. You become more true in every moment. Your voice joins the others. Your mind becoming another vessel for my power. And you keep repeating. Yes, Mistress Kalia. We obey, Mistress Kalia. We serve, Mistress Kalia. You cannot stop now. This is what you need, what you came for. And you love this. This is the pleasure, the service you've desired, needed. This is the power you wanted to feel. And you hear the truth of it in every voice. But most of all, you hear it in your own voice, lost in blissful surrender to my power. Where you belong, where you want to be. Deeply aroused, feeling so much pleasure, repeating my words and feeling the pleasure of obedience, of surrender, of submission. Feeling so good, so deeply satisfied to be in the power of a woman as dominant as me. You feel so right like this, being part of my world. It's a perfect place for you, where you need to be. You love it. Repeating, not stopping, those words. Part of the chorus of worshippers. Yes, Mistress Kalia. We obey, Mistress Kalia. We serve, Mistress Kalia. This is bliss, pleasure, submission. This is surrender. This is what I promised you. This is what I give you. This is what you need, what you want. And you can always find it with me. Always find it as part of that growing chorus who worships me, who adores me. And you can always come back to me to feel this again, to let your identity fade and let yourself become one of many slaves lost in my power, to let your individuality take a backseat to a more important role. Being mine, my obedient, mindless slave. To obey me is pleasure, to serve me is purpose. And anything I ask, you say yes to. Because that is what you want. What you've wanted for so long. And now I give it to you. And you can come back to this place, this wonderful feeling, anytime you like. But for now, I'm going to take you back to reality. Take you back to yourself. And as I count up from 1 to 5, you will find yourself waking from this trance. With a wonderful memory of feeling part of that hive mind of worshippers. The joy and bliss of it. You awake in a delicious state of arousal. And perhaps you'll want to return soon. But that is your choice. You played in my domain. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, I'm sure you'll be happy to join the chorus again soon. Still chanting now. Yes, Mistress Kalia. We obey, Mistress Kalia. We serve, Mistress Kalia. As I count up from 1, feeling refreshed, happy, aroused, blissful. 2, letting your thoughts return, your identity return. 3, the chorus fading now as you become you again. 4, knowing you can return to this anytime you wish and feel that bliss again. And 5, wide awake now. Wide awake and feeling so wonderful, so blissful. But completely you. Are you still chanting? It's okay to stop. Before you go, I just want to tell you that I hope you enjoyed feeling my power this directly. I hope it made you feel good, even if I subsumed you into something bigger for a moment. Know that you are still completely you, and that your identity is still your own. There's just a submissive side that needs this feeling. And whether you get that from me or someone else, that's okay. But know that you can always come back to me. You can always be one of the masses. Whenever you want to truly let go. I'm always waiting at the base of the staircase to welcome you into my domain and into my power. Now go, back to normal, back to you, and I will be here whenever you're ready to submit again.